The indication over the last 10 weeks that I have been in the Ministry for Fisheries, the level of the availability in the natural environment is quite low. Just because we have been harvesting beach steamer for a very long period of time. It is now the first step. What we have done is to ban the use of underwater breathing apparatus, UBA. So in 6 months' time, we will have carry out a survey to see any indication on improvement on the numbers within the area that we will survey. That will give us an indication of the if the present ban on underwater breathing apparatus is working or not.
So I suppose this next 6 months you'll be seeing whether the ban on scuba equipment's working, and then from there you could put in place a complete ban on the harvesting.
That's correct, because the level of the impact of the ban on UBA should be realized. I think one of the important issues is that we had put a ban in place because at the depth that it's accessible to divers who can dive deep using dive equipment is actually the depth where the multiplication and the breeding process for this beach steamer actually take place. If the continuation of the non-use of UBA, which is basically free diving or just free collection on the beach steamer right now, if we will see that the ban of UBA does not have any impact, then we have to move on to the next step so that we can make sure that the revival of beach steamer and other species that is being harvested and exported to the Asian market recovers again.
Who are the main sort of, I guess, companies and countries that are the main culprits when it comes to over-harvesting Fiji's sea cucumbers?
The main exporters are basically Asian business people. Our local people collect from the ocean, and then this is bought either at raw or after the process is sold to Asian merchants, who then export it to the Asian countries as it is a delicacy for them. The whole process is financed by the Asian business people who supply boats and also dive equipment and dive compressors. So the locals are at the mercy of these merchants. If we do not control it, then just because of the short-term financial returns, the fishermen, the local fishermen, don't realize really the impact of the practice that they are carrying out now.
If a ban were to be put in place, what do you estimate the short-term economic cost of that to be?
It's a huge export earning for fisheries. It is around in the $20 million of worth of export that is the foreign revenue we generate out of it. But then it has to be equated to the long-term effect. What is the chance of our future generations being able to at least enjoy the delicacy, because it's part of the Fijian food that they enjoy daily. So it has to be a balance between the revenue that we generate and also the likelihood that our future generation won't be able to benefit or enjoy the delicacy of these sea products.
6 months from now, once the effectiveness of the laws that are already in place is assessed, do you think that your colleagues in Parliament will support a full ban?
I hope so, because I think everyone is aware of the adverse conditions that exist now. And in normal circumstances, I would take it first to Cabinet, and then if Cabinet approves it, I am pretty sure, I'm confident that our caucus, our government will support it. I think in the long term, it is necessary. I know that short term there will be a few merchants around Fiji that will feel that they have been marginalized, but I think for the overall population and future generation, we need to put our foot down and make sure that these delicacies will still exist in the future.